I'm Ralph Bednarczyk, and this is your Monday Morning Roundup Podcast, presented by Gillette.
Pillar going back at the wall. It is gone!
Things are now officially beyond bonkers. Line drive, base hit up the middle. And Cleveland's back on top.
We're down to the final four as league championship series started, headlined by franchises starved for a title. Friday night, Cleveland began its quest to return to the World Series, hosting Toronto in Game 1 of the American League Championship Series. It was a well-pitched game with starters Corey Kluber for the Indians and Marco Estrada for the Blue Jays going well. It was scoreless until the bottom of the sixth when Francisco Lindor came to the plate with a man on.
Lindor with a high drive, deep right center. Pillar going back at the wall. It is gone! Francisco Lindor has his second postseason home run. And it's 2-0 Indians as Lindor literally skips to the Indians' third base dugout.
Kluber, the Indians' ace, pitched 6 1/3 spotless innings before manager Terry Francona turned things over to the Indians' best weapon, their bullpen. Enter Andrew Miller.
Strike 3 called. Joey Betts strikes out. Things are now officially beyond bonkers.
Closer Cody Allen earned the save with a perfect ninth as the Indians got the 2-0 shutout to take Game 1 and extended their longest postseason winning streak since 1920 to 4 games. It was a quick turnaround for Game 2 in Cleveland Saturday, with Toronto's Cy Young candidate Jay Happ taking the mound against Josh Tomlin of the Indians. And again, a tense game, and the Progressive Field crowd was able to explode as Carlos Santana batted in the second.
Sends a liner deep left field. This ball is gone!
After the Blue Jays tied it in the third, Francisco Lindor came through again in the series with a quick response in the bottom of the inning.
Line drive, base hit up the middle. And Cleveland's back on top.
For a second straight game, the Indians' bullpen handled the rest as Andrew Miller came in and dominated to set it up for Cody Allen as Cleveland took Game 2 by a 2-1 final. Now with a 2-0 lead, Cleveland's Andrew Miller has perhaps been even better than expected and advertised. The lefty struck out the side in the seventh Saturday, 2 more in the eighth, and has 10 strikeouts over 3 2/3 in the series.
It's not easy this time of year. You're facing the best teams in baseball. You know, there's only 4 teams left standing, and you know this lineup is just so darn good. But you just try to find a way and, you know, have a little bit of confidence from the night before. But, you know, I felt a little bit crisper today. I felt like I was executing a little bit better, getting ahead. And it's not just me. I think we have a lot of depth out there. I think, you know, I've had some success in this series. But, you know, ultimately, we like whoever's on the mound.
He has not allowed a run in 16 career postseason innings. And as manager Terry Francona explains, a major impact on his team.
There's a reason we gave up what we did for him. We thought that he could be a guy that we could leverage in situations like we have, and it would make our bullpen that much better and give us a chance to keep playing, and that's exactly what he's doing.
It's the first time the Indians have ever been up 2-0 in an ALCS and now have won 5 straight playoff games for the first time in franchise history. The series heads north to Toronto's raucous Rogers Center for Game 3 on Monday, with Cleveland's Trevor Bauer slated to face Marcus Stroman of the Blue Jays. Saturday night, the National League Championship Series started in Chicago, with the Cubs and Dodgers playing Game 1. John Lester started for Chicago, opposed by Kenta Maeda of L.A. Behind 6 good innings from Lester and a run-scoring double and a steal of home from Javi Baez, the Cubs held a 3-1 lead after 7. But the Dodgers would load the bases in the 8th, and Cubs manager Joe Maddon would turn to Aroldis Chapman. He would strike out the next 2 batters before facing Adrian Gonzalez.
That's into center field, a base hit. 1 run scores. Fowler can't make the play. This game is tied. Gonzalez delivers.
Now tied at 3 to the bottom of the 8th. Ben Zobrist led off with a double, and then with runners on at 2nd and 3rd, pinch hitter Chris Coughlin was intentionally walked to load the bases, bringing up Chapman's spot in the batting order and set up history for pinch hitter Miguel Montero.
High drive into right
field is shaking right now after the blast of Montero. Unbelievable.
Montero's drive was the first go-ahead grand slam by a pinch hitter in postseason history. Dexter Fowler would follow it up by going back-to-back on the next pitch from Joe Blanton with a solo shot, and the Cubs took Game 1 8-4 from the Dodgers, pleasing Joe Maddon with their resiliency over the course of the ballgame.
You know, as we continue to move this thing along, last year was our first year together, this being our second. We hope to do this often in the future, too. These are the kind of moments that you could hold on to when things get awful again. And they're going to get awful, that you could think about, well, we did this, or we kept our composure, and I didn't speed up my thought process. That's the most important thing. Don't speed it up. Don't concede anything. You just keep doing what we've been doing, and eventually it has a chance to come back on the right side. And so, again, to me, that's a growth moment entirely. San Francisco is a growth moment. Tonight was, again, I have nothing to do with that. Give our guys credit.
It set up a critical Game 2 for the Dodgers, and they have just the pitcher you want for that spot. Clayton Kershaw started against NL Cy Young favorite Kyle Hendricks. Even better for the Dodgers, they gave him a lead in the second as Adrian Gonzalez stepped to the plate in a scoreless game.
This one hit in the air to left center field. It is gone. Dodgers lead. It's Adrian Gonzalez going deep. 1-0 LA.
Kershaw was locked in, retiring the first 14 Cubs without allowing a hit. Still at 1-0 Dodgers in the seventh, there would be a man on first for the Cubs and two outs for one of the breakout stars this playoff season, Javier Baez.
And the pitch. Fly ball center field. Back goes Peterson, way back and in front of the wall. He'll track it down, and that will end the inning.
The Dodgers even the NLCS with a 1-0 shutout of the Cubs. Clayton Kershaw threw seven scoreless innings, allowing just two hits in the best playoff start of his career. And Kenley Jansen struck out four in a two-inning save. The Dodgers win despite going 0-for-7 with runners in scoring position, leaving eight on base trying to build on the 1-0 lead. Kershaw became the first-ever opposing starter with a scoreless playoff start at Wrigley Field. He discusses his fantastic performance.
It's a good feeling. I don't know how to compare games or anything like that, but we needed this win tonight bad. And going back home, splitting this series in Chicago, we like where we're at right now, and it feels good to get that win.
Kershaw threw just 84 pitches. Manager Dave Roberts on his ace, getting the series even.
You know, to see Clayton, with what he's done. Obviously this season, but you're looking at the recency of his last four outings and the time span, and what he's given us in October is really something special. And he left it all out there. That's what he does.
So it's Game 3 Tuesday night in Los Angeles with Jake Arrieta going for the Cubs against Rich Hill of the Dodgers. I'm Ralph Bednarczyk. This has been your Monday Morning Roundup podcast presented by Gillette.